是阅读新约圣经的四福音书。
One of the ways to get to know our Lord Jesus is by reading the four gospel books in the New Testament.
啊，这四本书有很多地方他们是记载相同的事情。
In these four gospel books, they record some similar events.
啊，但是如果我们仔细的阅读，有时候会发现啊，他们从不同的角度来描述同一件事情。
But if we study them carefully, we'll see that they describe the same event from four different perspectives.
啊，目的就是要让我们更加的认识主耶稣。
And the purpose is for us to better understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也会发现，啊，每本书里头几乎也会有他们啊特别记载的主耶稣的事迹。
We will also discover unique recordings about Lord Jesus in each of the four gospel books.
啊，比如说马太福音里头啊，他就特别的记载着东方的博士他们来。来见这个婴孩主耶稣。
For example, the book of Matthew is the only book that has a recording about the wise men from the east visiting the newborn Jesus.
他们不但来看主耶稣，而且呢，他们是向这个婴孩主耶稣来俯下拜。
Not only did they come to seek this new baby, they in fact bow down and worship this baby.
这也是再一次的来强调主耶稣在这些博士的眼中，他不是只是一个平凡的婴孩。
This illustrates the fact that in the eyes of these wise men, Jesus was more than just a newborn baby.
那关于这东方的博士，这当中，还是有一些我们到今天，我们所不知道的。
There are some unknown things about these wise men.
圣经说他们是东方来的，这个有智慧的人。
The Bible tells us that these wise men were from the east.
但是他们到底从东方的哪里来呢？我们不知道。
But it's exactly which part of the east did they come from? We do not know the answer.
他们可能来自于巴比伦，也可能来自于这个波斯。
Perhaps they came from Babylon. Maybe they came from Persia.
就是今天的伊拉克或者是伊朗。
That is today's Iraq or Iran.
圣经没有清楚的告诉我们。
The Bible does not tell us clearly.
那到底有几位呢？圣经也没有告诉我们。
The Bible also does not tell us exactly how many of these wise men came.
如果我们看那个圣经故事，如果有图画的，通常会画三个人。
Often, if you recall some children's Bible books, you'll see pictures of three wise men.
因为在这段故事里头提到他们。送给他们送了三样的礼物。
Because in this story, it talks about how they offered three gifts to Jesus.
那从人的联想里头，一个人送一样礼物，所以是三个人。
So people probably imagine each wise man offered one thing, therefore there must be three wise men.
但是事实上，圣经没有说有几个人。
But as a matter of fact, the Bible does not tell us specifically how many wise men.
那他们在什么时候来到主耶稣这里，我们也不知道。
We also do not know exactly what time or what date they came to visit Jesus.
有一些图片里头是画着主耶稣还在这个马槽里，这个马槽里头。
In some pictures, you'll see that the wise man visited Jesus while he was still in the manger.
那应该就是主耶稣一出生。他们就找到了主耶稣。
Which implies that they must have found Jesus moments after he was born.
但是很有可能他们并没有那么快的就找到主耶稣。
It is also possible that they did not find Jesus until much later.
真的看见主耶稣在马槽里头的应该是路加福音所记载的野地的牧羊人。
The people who actually witnessed Jesus in the manger were probably the shepherds in the wilderness as recorded in the book of Luke.
圣经也没有说到说他们怎么知道有一颗星在指引他们。
The Bible also does not tell us how these wise men knew that there's a star guiding them to Jesus.
那他们怎么知道那一颗星就是要带他们 来见主耶稣。
And how did they know that the star will eventually lead them to Jesus?
哦，这个是一直到今天我们还没有办法去知道的一些事情。
Again, these are unknown facts that we still don't understand.
啊，但是有一些事情我们是确实可以知道的。
But there are some evidential facts that we do understand and we do know today.
啊，就是他们是所谓东方的有智慧的人。
For example, we know that these are known as wise men from the East.
啊，如果父母亲知道哪一个小孩他在某些方面比我们的孩子好，我们都会说你要向他那些好的地方学习。
Often, as parents, we encourage our children to learn from someone who excels in certain area.
哦，所以既然这几个人是有智慧的人啊，所以呢，应该他们有一些举动是值得我们来做思考、做学习。
Since the Bible describes these people as wise men, I believe there's some things we could learn from them.
他们来寻找主耶稣。
They came to seek Jesus.
啊，我们知道主耶稣就是救主，主耶稣就是天上的独一真神。
We know Jesus is the Savior. He is the God from heaven.
啊，这些人是有智慧的，原因之一是他们懂得来寻找。
One of the reasons why these people are considered wise is because they knew that they ought to seek Jesus.
我们请参考箴言第九章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
啊，这里教导我们如何做一个智慧人，啊，做一个聪明的人。
This verse teaches how to be a man of understanding and wisdom.
啊，今天我们在这里啊，我们都是来敬拜神，我们都是来寻求神。
Today we have come here to seek God and to worship God.
那么在神的眼中，我们就是智慧人，我们就是有聪明的人。
In God's eyes, we are people of wisdom and understanding.
那这东方的这几位博士啊，他们是很真诚的在寻求主耶稣。
We could also tell from the Bible that these wise men from the East sought Jesus very sincerely.
啊，那照着主耶稣给世人的应许，寻找的就要寻见。
According to Jesus' promise to man on earth, if we seek, we shall find.
啊，这个也是今天主耶稣给我们的极大的应许。
This is a promise that Jesus has given us today.
哦，我们要寻求更多的来体验主耶稣的爱。
We ought to continue to seek Jesus' love.
那么我们也一定会找到。我们一定会体验到更多的主耶稣的爱。
And we are certain that we could find and experience more of His love.
我们想要让我们的生活能够更得神的喜悦。
We hope that we could please God in our life.
啊，所以我们寻求神的旨意，神的教训。
That is why we seek His teaching. We seek His will.
啊，照着主耶稣的应许，我们也要寻见。
And according to His promise, we will find.
好，请我们看马太福音第二章。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第十节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 10.
第十节，他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
一开始呢，他们并没有找到主耶稣。
Initially, they did not find Jesus.
哦，所以甚至他们想说，当时统治巴勒斯坦地的这个希律王，他或许知道。
And in fact, they decided to seek direction from King Herod, who ruled the land of Judea.
哦，但是这个希律王啊，也不知道。
Unfortunately, King Herod did not know where Jesus was either.
但是在犹太社会里头的这些祭司长跟文士呢，他们懂得这个旧约圣经。
But the priests and the scribes, they were well versed with the scripture.
所以他们就给这几个博士一个方向。
So they gave these wise men a direction.
说很有可能是在犹大地的伯利恒。
And they told them that very likely, this person is born in Bethlehem in the land of Judah.
所以他们就要往伯利恒的方向去。
So they began to travel toward Bethlehem.
那他们所看见的那一颗星呢，也又开始启动了，来带领他们。
And the star that they observed began to move and began to guide them.
所以他们就来到了一个房子。
So they came before a house.
11节。
Verse 11.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
在路加福音有说到这个当玛利亚要生产的时候，因为礼殿没有房间所以他们是在马棚里头。他在马棚里头来生下主耶稣。
According to the Gospel of Luke, because Mary and Joseph could not find a place to rest that night, she actually gave birth in the manger.
那所以出生的主耶稣被放在马槽里头。
So the newborn Jesus was placed in the manger.
但是这里说这些博士他们是进了房子。
But here it says that these wise men they actually had come into a house.
所以应该不是主耶稣降生的时候的那一个马棚。
I believe that this is probably not the place where Jesus was initially born.
他们来到了主耶稣所在的房子。
Rather, they came into the house where Jesus was staying.
这些有智慧的人为什么他们有智慧？因为他们来到主耶稣所在的房子。
Why were these men considered wise? Because they came into the house where Jesus was.
今天我们也要做一个有智慧的人。
Today we also want to be wise.
我们每一天总是要进入我们的房子。
Every day we go into our own house.
这个房子可能是我们自己买的。
It could be a house that we have purchased.
这个房子可能是我们租的。
It could be a rental.
也很有可能我们是住在学校的宿舍里头。
Or perhaps we live in the dormitory in school.
但是这些都是像是都是我们的房子，我们所住的地方。
But regardless, it's a place where we live.
那我们每一天要进去的房子，是不是有主耶稣在那里？
The question we should ask is, the house that we enter each day, is that a place where Jesus dwells as well?
如果我们是一个有智慧的人，主耶稣应该是也，主耶稣也在我们的家里。
If we are a wise man, then Jesus shall be found in our own house as well.
对有一些人，好像主耶稣只有在会堂里头。
To many people, Jesus only lives in the chapel.
自己跟主耶稣的关系好像只有来到会堂的时候。
It seems like the only relationship they have with Jesus is when they are in the chapel.
当离开了会堂，好就也跟主耶稣离开了。
It feels as that they're separated from Jesus as soon as they leave this chapel.
来到会堂，我跟主耶稣有关。
It seems like they're only related to Jesus when they're here in church.
当我离开了会堂，主耶稣就跟我无关了。
And Jesus becomes a stranger when I leave this chapel.
虽然我们不至于这么严重，但是我们如果不留意的话，会有这个 会有这样的倾向。
Even though that may not describe our relationship with Jesus, but we need to be careful that we should not slide into that state.
哦，所以主耶稣不但要在会堂里头，主耶稣也应该在我们的家里头。
Not only should Jesus be here in the chapel, Jesus should be very much in our own home.
哦，主耶稣不但在会堂里头，主耶稣也应该在我们工作的地方。
Not only should Jesus be in the chapel, but he should also be in our workplaces.
哦，主耶稣不但在会堂里头也应该在我们的学校里头。
He should also be in our school.
哦，所以我们必须要有这样的认定，主耶稣不但在会堂里，主耶稣也在我的家。
We must have this understanding and recognition that Jesus is not only in the chapel, but he is in other parts of our life.
哦，我们都希望我们的家，我们所住的地方是蒙受主耶稣祝福的。
Obviously, we hope that the place where we live, where we work, is blessed by our Lord Jesus.
也的确，在圣经的记载里头，有好多的家庭是得到主耶稣的祝福。
And indeed, we can find recordings in the Bible where many households are greatly blessed by Jesus.
哦，有主耶稣在的地方，就会有主耶稣的祝福。
Wherever the Lord Jesus is, there we can find his blessings.
在马可福音第一章记载着主耶稣到了西门彼得的家。
In Mark chapter 1, we see a recording of how Jesus entered into the house of Simon Peter.
那主耶稣到的时候，刚好彼得的岳母，他害的这个，他有这个身体有疾病，有这个热病。
When Jesus arrived, Peter's mother-in-law was suffering from a fever.
这一位这个彼得的岳母，她受着这个病痛的苦。
She was suffering from an illness.
所以她就像一般的病人一样，是躺卧在病床上。
Like many people who were ill, she was lying in bed.
但是因为这个房子现在有主耶稣。
But because this house is now occupied by the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣拉起这位妇女的手，医治了彼得的岳母。
So Jesus lifted up this woman's hand and healed her.
有一次主耶稣他刻意的来经过一棵桑树底下。
Once Jesus passed under a tree on purpose.
因为有一个人爬到了桑树上想要看主耶稣。
This was a sycamore tree, and there's a man who climbed on this tree to look at Jesus.
他当然没有通知主耶稣。
Of course, this man did not notify Jesus in advance.
但是主耶稣知道这一个人的心。
But Jesus knew his heart.
所以主耶稣经过那一棵树也特别的停下来。
So he made a point to stop when he came under this tree.
主耶稣不但停下来，主耶稣还抬起头来对他讲话。
Not only did Jesus stop, he in fact lifted up his head and talked to this man.
主耶稣对这个撒该说，今天我住到你家去。
He said to him, Zacchaeus, today I will come into your house.
多么值得欢喜的一件事情。
What a joyful remark.
撒该他从主耶稣的口中来知道主耶稣要住到他家去。
Zacchaeus heard from Jesus' own mouth that he will come into his house.
因为主耶稣来到了撒该的家。
Because Jesus came into his house.
所以撒该的家就蒙受了主耶稣的恩典。
Zacchaeus' house was blessed by Jesus.
这个众人眼中的罪人，他能够胜过自己的软弱了。
Even though he is a sinner in everyone else's eyes, but because of Jesus' power, he can overcome his misdoing.
他的心中曾经被贪曾经被钱财所占有。
At one point, his heart was entangled by greed and by the love of money.
但是因为主耶稣来到了他的家。
But now, because Jesus has come into his house,
他所没有办法克服的他的人性的弱点，他现在能够克服了。
The human weaknesses that he could not overcome, he can now triumph over them.
他能够来对他过去所做的事情来认罪，来悔改。
He professed his mistakes in the past and he repented.
过去他所做不到的事情，现在因为主耶稣的怜悯， 他做的他能够做出来。
The good that he could not achieve in the past, now because of Jesus' mercy, he could become a righteous person.
虽然他只是在主耶稣的跟前说，主耶稣啊，我从今以后我要怎么做？
Even though the only thing he seems to have done is to say to Jesus, to promise Jesus, from now on, this is what I will do.
啊，但是主耶稣知道他的决心是真的。
But Jesus knew that his determination was true and genuine.
啊，主耶稣所要给他的恩典也是完全的。
And the blessing Jesus wants to give him is also perfect and complete.
有很多的时候我们可以立志，但不等于我们可以做到。
Often we make determination before our Lord Jesus, but we fail to accomplish our resolution.
哦，常常是因为有主耶稣的怜悯跟恩典，所以我们的立志我们可以去执行。
But in fact, it's due to the Lord's mercy and His blessing that we could actually accomplish what we set out to do.
现在主耶稣在撒该的家里头。
Now Jesus is in Zacchaeus' house.
哦，所以撒该他能够得到主耶稣的怜悯。得到主耶稣所赐给他的力量。
And that is why Zacchaeus has the opportunity to receive his Jesus' strength and his blessing and mercy.
哦，对撒该来讲，能够改掉自己的那个人性的弱点，这个就是他最大的祝福之一。
To Zacchaeus, the greatest blessing of all is the fact that he could overcome the greed inside of him.
不但是这样子，主耶稣说救恩临到这个家庭。
In addition, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, salvation has come to this house.
多么美好的事情，当主耶稣在我们的家里，救恩就临到我们的家。
What a wonderful thing, when Jesus is in our house, then salvation has come.
在约翰福音十二章里头，记载着主耶稣即将上耶路撒冷，即将受害。
In John chapter 12, it records how Jesus was about to go toward Jerusalem and be crucified.
但是在这个之前，主耶稣来到这个马大、玛利亚的家里。
But at this moment, Jesus came to the house of Martha and Mary.
当然，这个家庭也包括了拉撒路这个人。
And also their little brother Lazarus.
主耶稣曾经叫这个拉撒路从死里复活。
Jesus has at one point in his lifetime resurrected Lazarus.
主耶稣来到他们的家里。
But now Jesus is visiting their house again.
主耶稣跟他们来一起团契。
Jesus is having fellowship with them.
所以这是一个主耶稣所爱的家庭。
This is a household loved by the Lord.
当主耶稣在我们的家里头，我们的家就是主耶稣所爱的。
When Jesus is in our house, then our house becomes one that's loved by the Lord.
是的，主耶稣不但要在会堂里，主耶稣他也愿意在我们的家里。
Indeed, Jesus not only is he found here in the chapel, he wished to come into our household.
我们请看耶利米书二十三章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 23.
二十三节，神说：“我岂是近处的神，不也为远处的神吗
？”Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off?
其实没有说哪一个地方是离神比较近，哪一个地方离神比较远。
Actually, we can't define a place that is closer or further from God.
常常只在乎我们是不是有这样的认定，主耶稣在会堂，主耶稣也在我家。
We just need to remember that Jesus is not only in the chapel, but he could also be in our home.
当我们没有这样的认知的时候，有时候我们的感觉是的，主耶稣离我好远。
If we fail to recognize that, then sometimes yes, we will feel that Jesus is far away from us.
这也是为什么真的我们会有这样的感觉，来到教会，我好像来到会堂，我好像比较靠近主耶稣，出了会堂， 我好像离主耶稣就比较远。
This is why sometimes we feel that we're closer to Jesus when we're in the chapel and we're further away from him as soon as we leave the chapel.
这就是为什么我们要来思想这几位博士进了耶稣所在的房子。
But this is a wrong concept and this is what we could learn from these wise men.
让我们想一个问题，就是主耶稣这一位这么重要的我们说客人好了。
I'd like us to think about a question here. If Jesus is a very important guest,
那么主耶稣在我们的家里，他会觉得很舒适、很自在吗？
Does he feel comfortable as our house guest when he visits?
我们这个暂时的把主耶稣把他看成好像是一个很贵重的客人。
Let's for a moment personify our Lord Jesus and imagine that he is a very important guest.
这样我们比较容易来想，我们怎么让我们的家是有主耶稣的同在。
Then perhaps it makes it a little easier for us to think about how we could prepare our home for Jesus.
我们如何来对待一个我们觉得很重要、很贵重的客人，我们要把他留下来。
How do we receive and accommodate an important guest?
那我想，跟我们的家庭生活会很有关系。
I think it has a lot to do with the life that we live at home, our lifestyle.
通常有客人在我们的家，我想我们的言语行为啊。会比较注意一点。
Usually, we will pay special attention to our words and our action at home when we have some guests staying over.
如果我们认定主耶稣在我家，
But if we recognize that Jesus is in our home,
那么我们会很在意我们家里的人的一些对话。
Then we will be very careful about what we say to each other.
这个夫妻当中的对话，父母跟儿女之间的对话，会让主耶稣他愿意留在这里，还是不愿意留在这里
？We need to ask: Does a dialogue we hold between our husband and wife, between our parents and children, would they make Jesus feel comfortable and welcome into our home？
我们暂时把主耶稣把他降低，好像人这样子。
Again, let's just for a moment assume Jesus, imagine Jesus was a human human guest in our house.
请看箴言二十五章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言二十五章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 24.
二十四节，宁可在住在房顶的角上，不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。
It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
如果这个房子里头充满着争吵，
If a house is filled with contention and fights,
这里说到一个人啊，他宁可不要在那个屋子里头。
This verse says that a person would rather not be in a house like that.
如果夫妻之间、父母跟儿女之间是常常充满着争吵争执，主耶稣怎么会愿意留在房子里？
Why would Jesus be willing to stay in a house where the husband and wife or the parent and the children are constantly fighting?
我们再请看《生命记》二十三章。
Let's also refer to Deuteronomy chapter 23.
生命记二十三章十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 14.
十四节，因为主你神常在你的营中行走，要救护你，将仇敌交给你，所以你的营理当圣洁。免得他见你那里有污秽，就离开你。
For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemies over to you. Therefore, your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean things among you and turn away from you.
我想我们都有这样的经验，你到了某一个场所， 你迫不及待的想要赶快离开那个场所。
I'm sure we all have this experience. Sometimes we go to a place and we can't wait to get out of there.
啊，可能你觉得那个场所很吵杂。
Maybe that place is very noisy.
你可能觉得那个场所那个空气很浑浊。
Maybe the air is very stuffy.
哦，可能你觉得那个场所让你一直觉得很不舒服。
Maybe something in that place makes you feel very uncomfortable.
哦，所以你迫不及待的想要赶快离开那个地方。
So you can't wait to get out of there.
啊，这里讲到神爱我们。
But this verse tells us that the Lord loves us.
主耶稣爱我们。
The Lord Jesus loves us.
哦，所以主耶稣总是愿意跟我们同在。
And he wishes he is willing to abide with us.
哦，尤其我们的家庭。是主耶稣所要祝福的。
In fact, the Lord Jesus is willing to bless our family.
就好像当时的这以色列人，虽然他们只是在旷野，在住在很简陋的这所谓的帐篷里头。
Just like the Israelites back then, even though they live in simple tents, in the wilderness.
今天神不在乎我们是住怎样的房子。
Today, God doesn't care the quality of our physical house.
今天我们任何一个房子应该都会比当时以色列人在旷野的帐篷还要好。
I'm sure our living condition today, no matter how poor it may be, is better than living out in the tent in the wilderness.
纵然是在旷野的帐篷，这里说神啊，他总是在他们的营中来行走。
But here, this verse says that the Lord, our God, actually walks in the midst of the Israelites' camp.
这是一个多么美好的事情，多么有福气的事情。
This is such a blissful and wonderful thing.
但是这里也提醒他们说，你们的营理当圣洁，免得他见你们那里有污秽，就离开你。
But this verse also reminds them that they must keep their camp holy, so that the Lord will not see any unclean things.
所以我们要留意着，我们的家会不会让主耶稣觉得说。是污秽的，是他待不下去的一个地方。
Is our house an unclean place, a filthy place that the Lord Jesus can't wait to get out of?
如果我们真的很在意主耶稣是不是在我们家里
，If we truly care to have the Lord Jesus stay in our house,
那我们应该让主耶稣，总是让主耶稣有一个很舒适、很自在的环境。
Then we need to do our best to provide a comfortable and a welcoming environment for the Lord.
为什么这几个人他们是有智慧的人？
Why are these people considered wise when they visit Jesus?
当他们进了主耶稣所在的房子。
When they came into the house where Jesus was,
他们是对主耶稣来俯伏来下拜。
They fell astray and they fell down to worship.
他们不是拜玛利亚，他们是拜主耶稣。
Note, they did not worship Mary, but here it says, the Bible says they worshipped him.
因为在那个房子里头有主耶稣。
They were wise because they came into the house where Jesus was.
今天我们要认定主耶稣是在我们的房子里头。
Today we need to remember Jesus is in our house.
那么我们要问我们自己，在我们的家里头，我们有没有这种敬拜他、赞美他的一些活动？
So then the next question to ask is, do we worship him? Do we praise him in our house?
的确，主耶稣对我们的家庭，他已经做了很多事情，他也正在祝福我们。
Yes, indeed, the Lord has already done so much for our family, and He continues to bless our household.
我们不能够进了我们的房子，没有那种认知主耶稣在我们的家中。
It would be wrong for us to enter into our house and completely forget the fact that Jesus is in our house.
这也就是为什么我们常常在强调，在我们自己的家庭里头，我们也要有这个对主耶稣的崇拜的活动。
This is the reason why we often encourage members to have worship in their own home, some kind of worship activities.
就是说很简单的，家里的人聚在一起，唱个诗，读个圣经，做个祷告。
It could be as simple as the family members getting together, sing a couple of hymns, read some scripture, and just pray.
我们不能够说主耶稣在这里，我们 从来在我们的家里，我们从来不去提起主耶稣的救恩。
It does not make sense to say Jesus is in our house and we never talk about Jesus or his salvation at home.
我们不能够说主耶稣在我们的家里，我们没有说全家人很诚心的来向他做祷告的做祷告来敬拜他。
It doesn't make sense to say Jesus in a house when our whole family never get together to sincerely pray to him.
这样的事情他应该是很刻意的有计划的来做的。
In fact, we need to make a conscious effort and plan how we could worship Jesus.
因为在家里头你很不可能突然间你提起主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的救恩。
If you think about it, it would be rather awkward for somebody at home to suddenly start talking about the love and the blessing of Jesus.
除非说我们有聚在一起，我们一起读一段圣经。
It would be a more natural transition if we get together and we read a scripture.
那在这一段里头我们简单的来互相的讨论一下。或者做互相的分享。
And we could do some sharing about our reflection about the scripture.
在这样的情况之下，我们很自然的，从经文里头，我们就会去谈到神的救恩，主耶稣的爱。
And in that circumstance, it would be very natural for us to think about Jesus' salvation and talk about his love and blessing.
我们很自然的会去谈到今天所遭遇的事情，有主耶稣的怜悯同在跟恩典。
And it'll be easy, very easy then for us to relate to how Jesus has guided and blessed our day, our activities throughout the day.
我们才能够很自然的说我们来唱某一个赞美诗。
Then it would be very natural and for everyone to say, let's all sing a hymn to praise God.
我们才会有一个很好的原因说我们跪下来，我们一起来祷告，一起来感谢神，一起来赞美神。
Then we will have very good motive and reason to say, let's all kneel down and pray and worship our Lord.
在家里头如果我们要主耶稣在我们的家里头，我们在家里头应该要有自己的一个崇拜的时间。
If we want our Lord Jesus to stay in our house, then we need to have some form of worship in our house.
尤其我们通常大部分的人只是星期五、星期六，我们聚在一起在敬拜神。
For most people, we only get together and worship God on Friday night and on Saturday.
那么从星期日一直到星期四这五天，不要让我们的信仰生活也是空白的。
So let us not forget about our faith and from Sunday to Thursday.
我的意思就是说，不要让这五天里头缺少了我们对这位爱我们伟大的神的敬拜。
What I'm saying is that let us not fail to worship this God who loves us so dearly from Sunday to Thursday.
我们再请看箴言第三章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
第九节，你要以财物和一切的出手的土产来尊荣神。
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase.
第十节，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
So your verse 10, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine.
在这里提到说要来尊荣神。
Here this passage is that we must honor the Lord.
在旧约的时代 他们就是用他们的收成他们的财物来尊荣神。
How do we honor the Lord? Well, in the Old Testament time, they do so with their possessions and with their, their harvest.
这几个博士他们进了 耶稣所在的房子。
When these wise men came into the house where Jesus was,
所以他们也带着礼物来尊荣主耶稣。
They also honor the Lord Jesus with some gifts.
在我们的家中，我们也懂得来尊荣神，这是有智慧的。
It would be wise if we could also honor the Lord in our house.
当然，这几项礼物在圣经里头都有它一些很好的代表性。
And we could also do so by offering him some gifts. In the Bible, these gifts here recorded here all represent some spiritual meaning.
我们来到会堂，我们在一起的时候，我们说我们对主耶稣是充满着忠实、忠心的。
When we come into the chapel to worship him, we say that we are filled with faith.
同样的，在我们的家里头，我们也是要对主耶稣有这种忠诚的心。
Similarly, when we're at home, we should also have this sense of faith and loyalty toward our Lord.
不但来到教会里头，我们做祷告，在我们家里头，我们也要做祷告。
Not only should we offer prayer in the church, we should also offer our sincere prayer at home as well.
今天在我们的家里，主耶稣不在意我们是拿什么物质的礼物来尊荣他。
Obviously, our Lord Jesus does not care what physical possessions we offer him to honor him at home.
而是过去这些物质对我们今天来讲，它代表着什么？
What's more important to understand what these physical possessions in the past should be in today's terms.
因为这几位博士他们献的这个三样东西。
These wise men offer three gifts to Jesus.
这个黄金可以来代表着我们对主耶稣的这种忠心忠诚。
Gold could represent our loyalty and our faithfulness toward Jesus.
那这个我们看一下这三样礼物，马太福音第二章。
Let's refer to these three gifts, Matthew chapter 2.
第十一节。
Verse 11, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11.
那第二样礼物就是乳香。
The second gift is frankincense.
那这个乳香是在旧约时代他们在制造香的，这个献给神的香的那个材料之一。
Frankincense is one of the material that the Old Testament people used to burn incense to God.
那这个香代表着我们今天的祷告。
And obviously it represents our prayer.
那再来他们也 献上这个没药。
Last but not least, they also presented the gift of myrrh.
这是一种的香料。
This is a type of spice.
那在犹太人的社会里头常常他们也拿这个来抹在一个人的这个尸体上面。
In a Jewish society, sometimes they would anoint a dead body with this type of spice, myrrh.
那今天呢，我们怎样来尊荣主耶稣？就是我们常常去想念、纪念主耶稣的恩典。
So how do we honor the Lord today? One way is to often remember His love, His blessing, and His grace.
在当时只有少数的人，他们有机会拿这个墨药来抹主耶稣的尸体。
In Jesus' time, there are only very few people who had the opportunity to cover Jesus.Body, his dead body with myrrh.
但是今天我们都有同样的机会，我们来纪念、来思想主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的恩典。
But today, each and every one of us have the opportunity to remember how Jesus loved us and how he died for us.
我们不但来到会堂才纪念主耶稣的恩典，我们在家里头也要纪念主耶稣的恩典。
Not only should we recall the Lord's grace when we're in the chapel, we could also think about His grace when we're at home.
这几个博士进了主耶稣所在的屋子。
These wise men came into the house where Jesus was.
今天我们每一天也都要进入我们所住的房子。
Today, each of us enter into our own house.
我们是不是进入主耶稣所同在的房子？
Are we entering into a house where Jesus lives?
那我们要想想看，我们的家是不是要做一些家庭的活动，是不是要做一些调整？
Let's think about it. Perhaps we need to make some adjustments in our home.
再一次的，我们问问自己，主耶稣有没有在我们的家来做主？
Let's ask ourselves again, Is Jesus the Lord of our household?
我们一起唱诗514首。
Let us sing hymn number 514.